弟兄姐妹平安，真的是我们领受上帝的恩典，我们愿意把自己献给神。
It's a blessing. Let's offer ourselves to Him.
但是上帝的心意不只是我们领受恩典而已。
And because He not only wants only receiving all the blessings.
他更希望我们把这个恩典分享给我们能够认识的人。
He wants us to share this blessing with the people that we know.
因为这个世上，当然这世上有许多美好的事。
And there are a lot of beautiful things in this world.
但是有更多不幸的、不好的事。
But there are a lot of unfortunate things as well.
我们周遭有很多人在受苦。
We know there are a lot of people are suffering.
我们有时候觉得不知道要怎么安慰他。
We don't know how to comfort them.
但是有一个我们可以给他最好的东西。
But there's one thing we can give to them.
就把耶稣给他。
That's the best to give Jesus to him.
所以这个也是耶稣对我们每一个领受恩典的人的呼召。
And this is the calling that he has given to us.
上帝的计划跟他的旨意是要透过人来实现的。
His plan is going to accomplish through people.
我们来看今天的经文。
And let's read today's verses.
我们读马可福音一章十四到二十节。
We're going to read Mark chapter 1:14-17.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说：日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。耶稣顺着加利利的海边走。看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：来跟从我，要
叫
你
们
得人如鱼一样。
So Mark chapter 1:14-17, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near.Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, Follow me, I will make you become fishers of men.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。耶稣稍往前走，又见西比带的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
So 18-20, at once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
刚刚我说上帝的旨意跟计划是透过人来实现的。
We know God's purpose is accomplished by man.
那这个人是指谁？
Who are those men?
就是你跟我。
So it's you and me.
其实耶稣在世上传道也是一样。
And so Jesus preaching is the same.
耶稣需要一个跟他一起同工的团队。
He needs a co-worker, especially a team to work with him.
所以在他传道的时候，他做的第一件事情
，And so the first thing when he was preaching，
就是呼召门徒
，is to call his disciples。
今天同样的
，Today same way，
上帝的计划跟旨意要透过你我来服侍，使用我们服侍这个世代的人。
So God's plan is through you and me and to serve this generation。
已经过去的世代跟我们。
The past generation have nothing to do with us.
将来新的世代也跟我们不太有关系。
And the future have nothing to do with us.
但是就是现在这个世代是我们被上帝呼召要来服侍的。
It's the time that we need to serve this generation.
马可福音记载耶稣在加利利事工的一个开头。
And so Mark described his ministry in the beginning.
就记载他呼召彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰四个人。
He called the four people.Peter, Simon, John, and James.
耶稣对门徒呼召有两段经文的记载。
And when he called those disciples, there are two passages.
一个是刚读的马可福音一章十四到二十节。
So it's the Mark chapter 1, 14 to 20.
另外是在路加福音五章一到十一节。
And also the Luke 15, 1 to 7.
这两段经文记载耶稣呼召门徒。
And so those two passages describe that he called his disciples.
当主耶稣在海边行走的时候。
And so when he walked on the Sea of Galilee.
对他们发出呼召。
He called them.
其实在这个之前。
Even before that.
他们跟耶稣其实有一段时间的接触。
They already have spent some time with them.
这里是耶稣第二次来找他们。
And but this is the second time Jesus is looking for them.
对他们发出呼召
and so call them.
所以耶稣的呼召不是无缘无故
and isn't like without any reasons.
是让门徒，特别是这四个彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰，跟他有一些初步的认识。
He wants those four disciples to have some a beginning understanding and know him.
这四个人跟耶稣有相处一段时间。
So they spend some time with him.
后来不知道什么缘故，他们又回到他们。原来的地方去打鱼。
And so for some with unknown reason, they went back to be a fisherman again.
所以耶稣第二次来到他们面前。
So this is the second time Jesus came to them.
来呼召他们要来跟随他。
And to call them to follow him.
他跟他说要让你们成为得人的渔夫。
And to become fishermen of men.
这是主耶稣对门徒最重要的呼召跟应许。
This is the most important calling.
主耶稣在路加福音十九章第十节说
And so in the Luke chapter 19 and verse 10
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost
主耶稣说他来到这个世界上最重要的是要寻找拯救失丧的人
So for Jesus' mission the most importantly is to seek the lost
弟兄姐妹我们这些已经被拯救的人
And for us, we'll be saved.
我们是不是看重耶稣所看重的这件事
Do we really care what he cared?
另外耶稣在约翰福音十章十节也说
And in John chapter 10, verse 10,
他说我来是要叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这两节经文是上帝对我们这些蒙恩得救的人的呼召
And this is the calling for us.
得人是神的国在这个世界上最主要的工作。
So winning the people is the most important thing God wants us to accomplish.
也是我们人生最高的成就。
And this is the highest achievement we can do.
主耶稣对我们最重要的呼召是寻找拯救世上的人，然后让他得生丰盛的生命。
So the calling is to look, came to seek and to save the lost and have their life to the fullest.
我们来看看耶稣呼召门徒这两段经文给我们有什么样的开启。
And so let's look at what kind of insight we have.
第一个，我们看到我们人生最重要的目标。
Number one, what is the primary goal of our life?
就是愿意献上我们的心智。
And first of all, is offer our hearts.
马可福音一章十七节说，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼。
So Mark chapter 1, 17, come follow me, Jesus said, I will send you out to fish for people.
得人如鱼是一个价值观跟人生观的问题。
And so this is the basic is your life value is to send you out for fishing for people.
彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰他们本来都是捕鱼的。
And those four disciples, they were all fishermen.
在当地是很普遍很正常的一个职业。
That was a very common job.
主耶稣呼召他们不是因为他们原来这个职业不好需要改变
And so, Jesus called them not because their job was not good
而是耶稣要把更好的更重要的人生目标告诉他们
But God wants them to have the most value the highest calling to give to them
得人如鱼这件事要成为他们人生他们生命里面很快乐的一件事
And they will become the happiest the goal for those people is toout to fish for people.
因为他们原来就是渔夫。
Because they were fishermen.
他们很了解抓到鱼的快乐。
And they know the happiness when they catch fish.
所以主耶稣说要他们得人如鱼。
And so just like he said, send you out to fish for people.
得人如鱼其实是圣经里面几个 形容传福音工作的象征之一。
And so it's a symbolism is how to bring people to Christ.
其他还有别的例子。
And there are some other examples as well.
比如说路加福音十五章一到七节。
And so like a Luke chapter 15:1-7.
讲到牧羊人去寻找那个丢失的失落的羊。
So like a shepherd looking for that one lost sheep.
你想那个牧羊人会多快乐。
And so once he finally, how happy he was.
那约翰福音四章三十四到三十八节
，and John chapter 4:34-38，
讲到收割的工人
，and talk about those harvest workers。
所以你想，农夫在收割的时候快不快乐
？Do you how happy they those people are when they harvest？
因为这四个门徒本来都是渔夫
，and all those four disciples they were fishermen。
所以主耶稣用他们。很了解的事情来做比喻。
So God uses something they really know well as an illustration.
我不晓得我们在我们的职业上面什么事会让我们最快乐。
I don't know what kind of thing make you really happy when you work.
可能老板给我增加薪水。
Maybe that your boss increase your salary.
可能我的职位呢被提升。
Or maybe you got promoted.
可能是我周围同事对我都很肯定，很喜欢我。
Or that were all your coworkers recognize you and confirm you.
跟我一起工作的下属也很愿意跟着我。
And people who I manage that were willing to follow me.
所以耶稣可能要对你发出呼召。
So God is calling you right now.
得着你的同事。
And to win your coworkers.
这是对你的呼召。
And that is your calling.
因为我们能够体会。刚刚我描述了这些的快乐
，because we can understand the happiness we just described earlier.
所以主耶稣对我们每一个人都有呼召。
God, Jesus called everyone us. There's a calling for us.
如果我们是学校的老师
，if we are a teacher in school,
他会呼召我们去得着我们接触得到的学生。
And so he will call us to contact those people that we have as students.
不只是教导他们知识。
Not only teaching the knowledge.
如果我是医生。
If I'm a doctor.
耶稣会呼召我们去得着我们能够接触到的病患。
And that the God want to use us to reach out those our patients.
不只是医治他的病。
Not only heal their physical part.
所以不论我们做什么工作。
No matter what we do.
不管你现在在什么样的岗位。
No matter what career you have.
其实主耶稣都向你发出呼召。
And God has called you.
如同在经文里面，耶稣对那四个人发出的呼召。
And just like this passage, he called those four disciples.
所以主耶稣呼召我们，要得着我们周遭的人，比我们所做的工作是更高的目标，更重要的事情。
To winning people is more important than the work we do.
所以我们每一个基督徒其实都是宣教士。
So we are, every one of us is a missionary.
上帝呼召你在你现在的工作岗位上当宣教士。
God has called you whatever you do right now as a missionary.
所以当我们愿意看这样看待我们的职业的时候
，And that's how we treat our job.
在过程里面，如果我们能够得着一些人跟我一样领受的救恩
，And so we can win people and lead them to Christ.
那真的是何等的快乐
！And how wonderful and how happy we are.
也许我们不觉得那么快乐。
Maybe we don't feel that happy.
但是你要知道，耶稣他会非常的快乐。
But you know Jesus will be so happy.
那这样的快乐是超过世界上的喜乐。
And this happiness is exceeding everything that we have on earth.
所以这一件事情是我们每一个基督徒活在世上真正的目的跟价值。
And so this is the goal, and we need to live on this earth.
不知道你们有没有听过一个名词叫做代职侍奉
？And so, have you ever heard the term to serve with your job?
这个应该是在教会里面才有的名词。
And this is the name that we only use in church.
那什么叫代职侍奉
？So what does that mean?
我的解释是这样。
And this is my explanation.
侍奉带着职业。
And you serve with your career.
在教会里面，有的人侍奉带着职业。
And sometimes people serve with their career.
我说的职业是指在世界上的工作。
And I'm talking about the career, talking about the job we have on earth.
有一些人在教会是侍奉，没有带着世界上的职业。
And some people who serve without the worldly career.
就像我。
And like me.
教会的牧师传道是侍奉，没有带着职业。
So it's like a pastor that they serve the church without really a job on the earth.
即使我还没有当牧师之前
，Before I became a pastor，
我在教会是侍奉带着职业。
And then I serve a church that was a job.
我在世界的行业是电机工程师。
I was electrical engineer.
是维持带着一群下属。
I have a group of people who I manage.
维持整个那个工厂的运作。
And to maintenance the operation of the company.
我的工作主要是在maintain 那个整个工厂的一些仪器。
And so my job actually is maintain the equipment in the company.
我们的公司是从澳洲买盐巴进来。
And so we will buy those equipment from Australia.
然后跟水混合。
And so mix with water.
放在一个非常大的电解槽。
And so 我不知道电解槽是什么。We put it in something
equipment.
some kind of another equipment.
透过电把盐水把它分解。
And through electricity and salt or sodium and to dissolve some of the particles.
我们的公司的产品有盐酸。
And so our company, the product, we have 盐酸。
HCl.
HCl, okay. Hydrochloride.
有那个。还有 H2, 氢气。
And it's hydrogen.
然后把它变成液态液化的。
And then we liquidize them.
还有强碱哦。
And so we have very strong as alkaline.
学过化学就知道这个整个化学程式啊。
And so if you have learned some chemistry, you know some of the basic terminology.
在我还没有当牧师之前
，Before I became a pastor,
我是做这种工作。
And this was my job.
因为整个运作工厂的运作有很多管线。
And so there's a lot of channels. There's a different operation system.
有很多仪器要观察它的液体流量、压力、温度。
And you have to monitor the equipment. You have to monitor the temperature and the pressure.
我就带着一群人是在 maintain 整个工厂的这种仪器。
So I left a group of people to maintain all the equipment in the company.
因为这些仪器都把资讯送到中央电脑里面去。
And so those equipment that were sent all those information to the central computer.
所以那几年期间
Well, those few years.
我也很热心在下班的时候跑去教会参加聚会。
I was very zealous to serve after work.
所以我那个时候身份是侍奉带着职业。
And at that time, I served the church with a job.
直到上帝呼召我。
Until God called me.
我就放下原来那个工程师的工作。
So I gave up my job.
我进到神学院接受装备。
And to equipped in the seminary school.
所以我后来变成侍奉没有带着职业。
And so later I served without a job on earth.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们现在的工作是什么。
I don't know what is your job right now.
但是上帝呼召你。
But God has calling you.
在你现在的工作里面成为宣教士。
And God call you become missionary at your work.
在你的工作里面为主来传福音。
At your word that to preach the gospel.
这是上帝对你的呼召。
And this is the highest calling.
你每天去上班。
Every day you go to work.
不是为了那个薪水。
It's
不只是为了那个薪水。
It's not for the income.
我们可以反过来看。
Conversely, let's look a different way.
其实是上帝呼召你去做那个工作。
But God has called you to do that job.
那因着那个你做那个工作，你附带的得着薪水。
And so, of course, when you do the job, you will receive a monetary reward.
所以我们观念可以稍微改变一下。
So let's change our concept a little bit.
所以耶稣对这些门徒一样的呼召。
And so Jesus called those four disciples.
因为这些呼召，这个呼召是对我们活在这个世界上真正的目的跟价值。
And this is the true value and true purpose for us to live on earth.
有一个人叫普威廉。
And so this is the William Booth.
他是救世军的创办人。
And he's the founder of the Salvation Army.
有一天这个英国的爱德华国王七世国王召他进宫里面。
And so one time the King Edwards called him to the palace.
称赞他这个所做的工作跟所成就的。
And really compliment what he has done.
离开之前，英国国王要他在签名簿上写几个字。
And so the King Edward asked him to sign and write a few words.
那时候他75岁。
At that time he was 75.
这个神的老仆人他写下一句话。
And this old servant of God that wrote this.
有人的志向是艺术。
And some people's really like the arts.
有人的志向是名望。
And some people love the reputation.
有人的志向是金钱。
And some people love the money.
我的志向是得到人的灵魂。
And mine is to obtain the soul of people.
盼望我们每一个人都能够回应耶稣的呼召。
So let's respond to God's calling.
跟随主的脚步，为主来得人。
Follow His step and to win people.
如果我们有这样愿意的心，
If we have a heart like this,
我们依靠圣灵的能力，
And through the power of Holy Spirit,
带领人来信耶稣就不是一个不可能的任务。
And so to bring people to Christ is nothing impossible.
所以得人是基督徒最重要的目标。
To winning people is the most important in our life.
我们每一个基督徒如果能够愿意这样做，
If we are willing to do that,
不只是教会能够成长，
Besides the church will continue to grow,
上帝的大使命很快可以完成。
And His big commandment will be accomplished sooner.
在过程里面，我相信我们也会很快乐。
And during the process, we'll become really happy.
然后，耶稣跟天上的天使会比我们更快乐。
And Jesus and the angel will be even happier.
那第二个，我们看到是认识自己来倚靠主。
So we got to know ourselves and rely on the Lord.
主耶稣教导彼得怎么样啊，倚靠耶稣去捕鱼。
And Jesus taught Peter how to rely on Jesus to get fish.
啊，对不起，是得人如鱼。
And so it's really just like a catch the fish, just like a people.
主耶稣要让彼得学习信心的功课。
So he want Peter to learn about faith, trust him.
如果照着主耶稣的吩咐去做，
So if you follow what Jesus wants you to do,
就可以捕到很多的鱼。
You will catch a lot of fish.
然后以后可以用同样的原则，
and use a similar principle,
就是倚靠耶稣，
to rely on Jesus,
可以得到很多人。
So we're winning people.
在路加福音5:4-5,
and so the chapter Luke chapter 5:4-5.
我们不念了，但是我打在 PowerPoint 上面。
And so passage is on the PowerPoint.
为了节省时间了。
And we just want to save more time.
在主耶稣教导彼得之前，
After before he instruct Simon,
主耶稣要教导他功课。
At first lesson he want to give to him.
我们看到彼得在这个过程是很难接受的。
And it was very difficult for Simon to accept.
耶稣叫他往某一个地方去撒网。
And Jesus asked him to put his net into a deep water.
彼得在5:5回答说，
And so the Simon, the chapter 5, verse 5 said this.
他说，夫子，我们整晚都没有打到鱼。
And we have worked so hard, have not caught anything.
我这样讲可能不太感受到什么东西。
And so you might not sense what is going on.
那时候彼得的讲话方式应该是这样。
And maybe this is what Simon really said.
耶稣，我们整夜都没有捕到鱼。
Master, we worked so hard, we have not caught any fish.
耶稣是什么职业？
And so what is Jesus' job at the time, career?
他是木匠。
He was a carpenter.
彼得的专业是什么？
What is Peter's job?
是捕鱼的。
And he was a fisherman.
这个就好像什么？
Just like what?
报税的时候。Tax, income tax.
Oh, income tax, when doing the income tax.
我这个工程师，
so the engineer,
教那个会计师怎么报税。
Tell the accountant how to report tax.
如果你是专门帮人家报税的会计师，你什么感觉？
So if you're a CPA, how do you feel an engineer teach you how to do your job?
是你专业还是我专业？
Who is more professional?
但是彼得很勉强的做这件事情。
But Simon, kind of unwillingly, but still did it.
他觉得这个是我们专业都没办法的，你一个木匠怎么可能教我去捕鱼啊？
So I'm a professional fisherman, I couldn't even do it. You're a carpenter, how can you teach me how to fish?
但是彼得出于尊重还是顺服的。
But he obeyed and then he did it.
当他很勉强去做这件事的时候，
When he do it kind of unwillingly,
发生了一个令他很惊讶的事情。
He was totally surprised.
第六节说
，And verse six，
他们下了网，就圈住许多的鱼，网险些裂开。
When they done so, they caught each a large number of fish that the nets began to break。
就像我们俗话说的哈
，And just like what we're saying，
跌破专家的眼镜。
And so it's like, wow, the expert was totally surprised and shocked。
就在那时候，彼得看到自己。
And so Simon see himself。
他觉得他不配跟随耶稣。
He's not worthy to follow Jesus.
就因为他有这样的认知。
Because he had that recognition.
主耶稣反而大大的使用他。
But Jesus really used him.
我们不知道有没有经验过这样的事情。
Have you ever experienced that?
我们需要求上帝来开启我们。
We need God to really open our eyes.
让我们如同彼得一样。
Just like Simon.
不是靠我自己
，not rely on our own efforts，
不是靠他捕鱼的专业
，is not our expertise。
他看到顺服耶稣
，is to obey Jesus，
就带来意想不到的结果
，will bring something that unimaginable。
我们带人家信耶稣
，when we lead people to Christ，
如果觉得我很自己，我很会讲。
And if you say, I'm very capable, I'm very good about talking.
我懂很多救恩道理。
I know a lot of salvation knowledge.
如果我们只是这样认为，
If you just think like that,
能够把人带到耶稣面前，
Can you really lead people to Christ?
那我们常常会受到挫折。
And we'll be very frustrated.
一个人从不信耶稣到愿意信耶稣，
Someone from did not believe to become a believer.
那是一件非常难的一件事。
It actually is a very difficult thing.
我说那是一个神迹。
It is a miracle.
请问谁可以行神迹
？Who can perform the miracle?
我可以行神迹吗
？Can Pastor Ho do it?
你可以行神迹吗
？Can you do miracle?
只有上帝可以行神迹。
Only God can perform miracle.
只有上帝可以让人信耶稣。
Only God can lead people to Himself.
啊，我们到底要做什么
？But what do we need to do?
我们就是把。福音的内容让他知道。
We share the content of the salvation to let him know.
我们为他祷告。
We pray for him.
期待上帝可以救他。
And we ask God to save him.
期待上帝可以改变他。
And God can change him.
我们没有办法改变他。
Very often we cannot change that person.
我们做的就是给他机会选择。
And so we gave him, we share the gospel with him so he have opportunity to choose.
所以上帝以后要问我们。
And God one day is going to ask us.
当我们跟他见面的时候
，When we face to face,
上帝问说：“你有没有给那一个人机会
？”And did you give that person an opportunity?
如果没有的话，那我们就会觉得很丢脸。
And so if we did not do it, we feel ashamed.
在耶稣面前觉得会很丢脸。
And before Christ, we're ashamed.
所以耶稣没有叫我们说你要把他改变变成信耶稣。
God never.Ask us to change that person ourselves.
耶稣只告诉我们说，你要把福音告诉他，让他有机会选择要或是不要。
God only wants us to share the gospel with that person, so he have a choice whether he want to accept or not.
啊，后面信耶稣的事是上帝要做的。
And after that is God's work.
不是我们要做的。
Not something we need to do.
我们剩下要做的就是祷告。
We just need to pray for that person.
所以当彼得发现他顺服耶稣的时候
，So when Simon and that found out that he is willing to obey Jesus，
他看到自己的软弱
，He see his saw his weakness，
他看到上帝的大能
，But he saw God's mighty power。
其实有许多属灵的前辈
，And so there's a lot of the spiritual people，
都是有过这样的经历
，They all have that similar experience。
我举以赛亚为例子
，And I'm going to use the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚看见万军之耶和华的时候
，When he see the Holy Jehovah，
他看到自己是一个罪人
，He saw himself as an unclean person.
在以赛亚书六章五节说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我看见大君王万军之耶和华。”
Woe to me, I cry. I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
当我们越认识主的时候，会越觉得自己是软弱的。
And so when we know God more, we will see our weakness.
当我觉得我自己还不错，还蛮刚强的时候，那可能我们对上帝认识不够。
So when you think you're pretty capable, you might not know God very well.
如果我们觉得自己还不错的时候，那证明我们对主耶稣认识不够。
So we do not know him good enough.
如果我们真知道我们是一个罪人
，If we know we are truly a sinner,
我没有办法靠自己的能力来侍奉上帝。
We cannot use our own ability to serve God.
我们就被逼的要先来到上帝面前领受能力。
And so we were forced to come to the Lord to receive the strength.
所以我们每一次要服侍主，要传福音之前
，So every time we serve the Lord or we share the gospel with someone，
我们需要好好为自己祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves.
我们要领受圣灵的能力。
We need to receive the strength of the Holy Spirit.
也求圣灵在我们要接触的人心里面动工。
And ask the Holy Spirit to move those people we're going to share gospel with.
因为这是改变生命的工作。
And this is the work of changing people's life.
你会不会觉得，哎，很光荣，我参与这种改变人生命的工作？
So don't you think this is what a glory thing that we can be part of it?
所以其实传福音不是我们以为的那么困难。
So a lot of times sharing the gospel is not something is that difficult.
你只要想说，我只是给他一个机会选择要还是不要。
I'm just only provide that opportunity for that person to choose.
所以当我们愿意来到主面前领受能力
，and so we're willing to come to before the Lord to receive the strength.
圣灵就会帮助我们
，and God will help us.
给我们敢开口的勇气
，and give the courage to open our mouth.
肯接触不熟的人
，and willing to contact the people we don't know very well，
然后给他机会选择要还是不要
，and provide the opportunity for him to choose。
所以彼得当他要开始得人如鱼之前
，and so before Simon that to win people over，
耶稣要让他看到自己的软弱
，and God Jesus want him to see his weakness，
要看到他需要依靠神的能力
，he need to rely on Jesus' strength。
免得他传福音越来越多人因为他信耶稣了
and so that he's not only he's relying on his own strength the more people become Christians
他慢慢会觉得自己很了不起
he think he's very good
觉得自己是 somebody
and he's really someone
其实我们在上帝面前
so we are all the same before the Lord
其实以我们自己的能力来讲
and according to our own ability
我们都是 nobody.
We are nobody.
是上帝让我们成为 somebody.
And is God help us to become somebody?
直奔标杆的作者。
And so, Guy Post, the author.
Purpose-driven.
Purpose-driven church, the author.
Yeah, 这个华里克 Rick Warren,
华
里克牧师在开拓教会。刚开拓的初期阶段
So in the beginning of his church, Rick Warren did this.
他借了一个高中的礼堂来做主日崇拜
So he rent a high school multi-purpose room to start worship.
有一个主日不知道是什么原因
And for some reason, this happened on one Sunday.
那一天负责设备的同工有一半以上的人没有办法来
And for some reason, the half of the people who are responsible for equipment could not come.
所以他需要把那个笨重的仪器哦，包括音箱啦、电子琴啦，要把它搬到教室里面。
And so he have to move some of the equipment, like a sound system or the keyboards, to the multi-purpose room.
他要从停车场哦，把那些笨重的仪器把它拉到教室里面去。
He have to move from the parking lot and to the multi-purpose room.
然后费尽各样的力气经过这个校园
And so he make a lot of effort to passing the campus.
当时他觉得非常的委屈
And he feel very discouraged.
非常的沮丧
And he was also feel wrong.
所以撒旦开始在他耳边讲话
And Satan start talking to him.
为什么你要做这种搬运设备的这种粗重的工作
Why do you have to do all the labor work?
为什么其他的教会的牧师只要准时 出现然后就可以、在讲台上讲道
So pastoring other church they just need to show up and to give a sermon
大部分的牧师不用在这边搬设备装设备拆设备
And majority of people don't need to do all those the labor work
你却做了这么多年
But you have to do it for so long
就他觉得自己真的是非常可怜的时候
He start self-pity
圣灵对他讲话。
But the Holy Spirit start talking to him.
圣灵就问他。
Holy Spirit ask him.
华里克，你这么做到底是为了谁
？Rick, why are you doing it?
就他突然停下来。
He all of a sudden he stopped.
他站在停车场。
He was standing in the parking lot.
放声大哭。
He start crying.
他说他做这些是为了耶稣。
The reason I'm doing it because I'm serving the Lord.
没有任何的事情比得上耶稣为他所做的。
There's nothing is bigger than what Christ has done for us.
只有当我们认清自己的时候
，Only when we recognize and know ourselves，
我们才会想到要来完全依靠耶稣。
So we're willing to rely on Jesus.
然后主耶稣他要把他的能力放在我们身上。
So he gives us strength.
当我们愿意承认我们真的是罪人的时候
，And we're really willing to recognize we are sinners.
愿意全心来跟随主耶稣的时候
，And we're really willing to follow Jesus wholeheartedly.
主耶稣就要赐给我们能力
，And Jesus will give us the power.
让我们传福音就不会觉得那么困难
，And so that when we share the gospel, it will not be that difficult.
第三个
，The thirdly,
帮助人做主的门徒
，And it's help others to become disciple of God.
在刚我们读的马可福音一章十七到十八节说
，In the Mark chapter 1:17-18，
耶稣说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Come, follow me, Jesus said. I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him.
主耶稣叫他们得人如得鱼之前，有一个更优先的呼召。
And there's a more priority calling before he called them to, out to fish for people.
就是来跟从我。
The first is come follow me.
如果我们需要先立定心志要跟从耶稣。
When we commit our heart to follow him first.
如果没有这样做。
Without doing it.
得人只是一个另外一个事业。
And out to fish for people is another job.
那绝对不是耶稣的意思。
And that's not what is Jesus' purpose.
也不是我们应该有的人生目标。
And that is not should be the goal of our life.
跟从主帮助我们有正确的动机。
And follow Jesus gives us the right motive.
所做的一切都是为了主。
Everything we do is for the Lord.
不是为我自己。
Not for myself.
所以我们在教会里面的服事。
So when we serve in the church.
就不需要 有彼此比较增进。
And so you never need to have that competitiveness in the church.
在哥罗西书一章二十八节说
，And in the Colossians chapter 1:28,
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
He's the one we proclaim, admonish, and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ.
我们传福音是要把人带到上帝面前。
So when we share the gospel, is bring people to Christ.
让他从上帝得到恩典，成为耶稣的门徒。
So when they receive the grace, they become a disciple of God.
我们不是要把人带到我面前。
We are not bring people to us.
如果我们不是把人带到上帝面前，我们很可能就是把人带到自己的面前。
So we will not bring people to Christ, that we're leading people to us.
当然，我们人可以靠自己的力量得到一些人。
So of course we can use our strength to really win people.
但是他们没有得到真正的生命。
But they are not receiving the true salvation.
那只是人跟人之间的一些情谊。
And that's just only a relationship.
更糟糕的是
even worse.
可能变成在建立自己的宗教事业。
And you are building your religious career.
甚至在教里面。成为结党纷争。
And so you form a small groups in church.
所以跟从主的心智帮助我们有正确的动机。
So follow his heart to give us the right motive.
另外我们也需要透过各样的管道去接触人。
And we need to contact people through different channels.
用各样的智慧。
And through all those knowledge.
就像保罗在哥罗西书所讲的。
And so it's just like a Colossian.
用各样的智慧把人带到基督面前。
And through all the wisdom, we present everyone fully mature in Christ.
所以我们可以用各样的教会活动、各种管道来接触人。
And we can through some activity in the church through all different channels to contact people.
可能我没办法，我个性比较保守，没办法开始一个事工或者说一个教会的活动。
Maybe I'm a little more shy, more conservative. I might not able to start something immediately.
但是如果有人带头
做 ，But if someone who started,
我们可以去参加
，and we can participate.
我们从参加这个过程认识新的朋友。
And so through this participation, we know new people.
我举一些例子
And let me give you some examples.
我从一些教会听到的。
And this is something I've heard in churches.
有教会曾经用兴趣小组
，and so the there are some churches that started some called hobby groups.
有一个牧师他很喜欢骑脚踏车
，and so the one pastor really liked to ride bicycles.
他组成一个骑脚踏车的小组
，and so the people he started a group that people ride bicycles.
啊，周遭他认识得到的那些还没信主的人，他们就组成这样一个骑脚踏车小组。
So he really invited a lot of non-Christians to join this group.
还有教会几个人也有同样兴趣
，and there's a few people in church that also are interested.
所以他们就在周末呢就一起骑车。
So on the weekend they start riding bicycles.
他们就认识的那一群还没信主的人
，and try to reach those non-Christians.
还有我听过的是喝咖啡小组
，and there's another one's a drinking coffee group.
就找到一些认识的人，他们都喜欢品尝咖啡的
，and so people actually love to coffee tasting.
所以他们就在一起固定在也许一个月一次或两个礼拜一次就做这样的活动。
So they gather together every 2 weeks or every month to tasting coffee.
我还听过一个小组。
I have heard another group.
叫做 window shopping 小组。
It's called window shopping group, small group.
去一些名店名街。
And to go those luxury store.
因为里面的东西太贵了，实在是买不起啊。
Because they are so expensive, they can't afford it.
他们一群人呢，就逛街，就一边看一边欣赏。
So they do the window shopping just one store at a time.
还有教会举办医学讲座。
And so the church have some kind of seminar, share the health or medical seminars.
针对社区需要的人办一些讲座。
It's a target for the needs of the community.
比如说社区可能一群老人就办怎么样保护自己不摔倒骨头不要疏松的讲座。
And so if this community has a lot of elderly and try to have a seminar, how do you not to fall and try to how to take care of yourself?
办这个眼睛保护的讲座。
How to take care of your eyes?
不要太快得白内障。
And so you try to avoid to have a cataract.
有的教会也办这个定期举办野外崇拜。
And so some churches regularly to have outdoor worship.
我在芝加哥牧会的时候
And when I was serving in Chicago,
我们会举办父亲节举办野外礼拜。
And so on the Father's Day, we will have outdoor worship.
邀我们认识得到的爸爸们一起参加野外崇拜。
So we invite all those fathers to join us for the outdoor worship.
我们一开始有唱诗歌。
And we start with singing the songs.
有很简短的分享圣经的故事
，and we just share a very short story in the Bible.
然后我们开始去 hiking,
and we start hiking.
到一个地方，我们开始午餐
，and then we start have lunch.
就这样认识一群人
，and just we start reach out to a group of new people.
所以保罗说要用诸般的智慧来传福音。
So Paul said use all kind of things that to share.
我们可以想尽各样的方法来。接触人
，and so we can think of something that we can to reach out people.
我想到多年前我看到一些美国教会
，and so many years ago I've seen some American churches.
他们在停车场帮人家洗车
，and so they actually do car wash in the parking lot.
他们就常常定期举办这样的洗车活动
，and regularly they have a car wash for people.
帮社区的人洗车
，and to wash car for the community.
然后可能有人问说，为什么你们这样免费做这种事
？And why people say why do you do that for free？
他会说，因为耶稣爱你。
Because Jesus loves you。
我还听过教会是在那个grocery store 门口送冰棒，夏天的时候。
And so I also see people, the church people actually give out the popsicle outside the supermarkets。
所以 教会可以用各样我们能做的方式去接触社区的人。
We can do all kind of different kind of thing to reach out people.
这一群人等于是我们传福音的一群基本的群众。
And those are our basic community.
当我们常常跟他接触，总有机会去讲到啊，我经历上帝什么样的恩典。
Once we reach out for a while, we can share our own experience.
慢慢当认识久了，时机成熟了。
After for a while, when the time mature,
我们可以把福音的内容告诉他。
Then we start sharing the gospel with them.
邀请他选择耶稣，要还是不要
？Invite them to see if they want to choose Jesus.
但是我们如果要分享，我们自己是不是要预备好
？But if you want to share yourself, aren't you need to be prepared?
我们是需要接受。简单的传福音训练。
So we need to receive some basic training.
知道当时机成熟的时候，我要告诉他什么内容。
And so when the time mature, what kind of thing we need to share with that person?
我成人主日学都有参加我早上礼拜天早上都有参加我们成人主日学。
And a lot of people that join the adult Chinese Sunday school.
我们这阵子在读罗马书。
We're studying the book of Romans.
我就发现参加成主的弟兄姐妹的分享。
And I observe the people's sharing.
他们对救恩的内容，对人是罪人，怎么样因信称义，很清楚的概念。
They have a very clear concept about salvation and then being the sinners.
这是很好的基础。
And this is a great foundation.
你可以把这些所知道的简单整理。
And you can try to organize what you already know.
就把你知道这些因信称义的道理。时机成熟的时候告诉对方。
And so through faith, and you became righteous, and to share that gospel with others.
其实很早之前就有一些基督教的机构把它写成一本小册子。
So there's a lot of organization that already make a booklet.
最常听到就是四个属灵定律的小册子。
So the most common one is the four spiritual law.
我想这个都是工具。
And those are the tool for us.
我们需要预备好。
But we have to be prepared.
其实一个人从不信耶稣到他愿意相信。
From some person who become from a non-believer to become a believer.
大多数的人都会经过一段的过程。
And they all need to go through some kind of process.
可能先认识建立了一些朋友的关系。
And sometimes it's a relationship first.
然后 在交往的过程，在认识的过程，来听到他的一些见证。
And through relationship, those are the non-believers that hear other people's testimonies.
之后可能有一个机会跟他告诉他福音的内容。
And then later they get an opportunity to hear the what's the salvation, what's the gospel.
其实一个人信耶稣是经过很多人的努力。
And so one person from non-believer to become believer is through a lot of people's efforts.
可能这个人他在 A 城市他认识了一些基督徒朋友，听到一些见证。
And through this city that he probably started meeting a lot of Christian friends.
然后后来因为工作搬到另外一个城市。
And later he moved to another city.
那个城市的教会的一些基督徒认识他。
And so a lot of Christians know this person.
那时候他的心可能预备好了。
And at time, his heart maybe is ready.
当那个城市的基督徒跟他传福音，他决定接受耶稣了。
So when the other city that when they share the gospel with him, and that person was ready.
这个人信耶稣，功劳属于谁的
？So who should take the credit?
是 A 城市这一群基督徒，还是 B 城市那一群基督徒
？Was the city A or the city B?
A and B.
Both cities should take credit.
如果他在 B 城市还没有信主，到 C 城市，在 D 城市，然后又有基督徒跟他接触，到了最后可能到 F 城市。
So maybe he's been wandering different cities, maybe finally reached to city F.
他在 F 城市信主了
，and then he became a Christian.
功劳属于谁的
？So who take credits?
A B C D E F 都有。
So all the credit given to A B C D E F.
每一个城市的基督徒都得着功劳。
Every Christian in those city that should take credit.
因为一个人信耶稣一定我相信很多是经过很多人的努力
And it really became a Christian very often through a lot of people's efforts
每一个人每一个参加参与其中的每一个人上帝都纪念
And so God remembered everyone who participated in that ministry
虽然你做的可能是跟他做朋友
And so maybe you just start making friends with that person
曾经分享过 我曾经跟上帝祷告然后很奇妙上经历上帝的恩典
And so I have prayed to God and really experienced God's wonderfulness
然后他就搬家我们一辈子就再也见不到他
And so that person actually moved away You don't see that person again
后来某一年他在某个地方信耶稣了
And so one year that person actually accepted Christ
上帝把这个功劳归到你身上
And God will remember what you have done
我曾经看过一个影片
I have seen a film
他在说明说我们在Grocery store 买的一盒鸡蛋
And talk about that to purchase a carton of eggs
他就在说明这盒鸡蛋放在这个 grocery store 之前经过什么样的过程
What kind of process does a carton of egg need to go through
就发现经过很多人的合作才把一盒鸡蛋放在架子上面
And actually through so many people's effort in order to put that carton of eggs on the shelf
他的影片就转到那个养鸡场
And so then actually go all the way to where the chicken all the chickens are
就有人是在收集鸡蛋
And so that in the chicken farm people collect eggs
有人在清鸡大便
And some people are cleaning the fecal material
有人在清洗那个地上还有清洗一些架子
And a lot of people are just cleaning the shelves and the floor
有人在那个输送带上面在那边挑选鸡蛋
And there's a transport belt that they are trying to pick the right eggs
有人把这个鸡蛋呢就放在箱子里面包装
And so then put the eggs in the carton and start package
然后有货车的司机把那个一箱一箱的鸡蛋载出去
The truck driver will finally deliver all those eggs
我看到这影片我就想到传福音也大概类似这个样子
And so sharing the gospel is similar like this
是一群人的合作
It's a group by good people's effort
我们才能够在商店的架子上挑一盒鸡蛋
So we can actually buy a carton of egg
你说这盒鸡蛋能够摆在架子上面卖是谁的功劳
So you say whose credit you should give it to
是经过谁的手
And so whose hands
所有这些人都经过
All of the above
所以传福音其实也是这样
Sharing the gospel is similar
是一群人的合作
It's a group effort of good people
我们就好像在跑那个接力赛跑
So we're doing the race
拉力赛跑接力赛
We do the relay
我们每一个人都把握我们上帝给我制造的机会
So we will grasp the opportunity that God has given to us
我们看那个接力赛跑
And when we do the race, watching the relay,
有那个棒子对不对
The baton
前面那个要把棒子交给下一个人对不对
And when you give the baton to the next person
然后就一个交一个一个交一个
So pass on to one another
最后那一个拿到棒子的人跑到终点
And so the last person holding the baton reaching the final destination
得到冠军金牌
And became receive a gold
功劳是谁的
Who takes the credit?
所有 跑接力赛的人
All those people who are in the race
所以我们传福音其实也是这个样子
So it's similar than when we share the gospel
不要小看你一个小小的机会或只是简单的一个动作
Don't look down yourself that even one little gesture
你可能认识这个人只是祝福他他有身体不舒服就为他祷告
And so you just bless a person when that person doesn't feel well you pray for that person
或者我认识这一个人他孩子可能要到外地念书我就为他的孩子祷告
And so if that person they go to different places for study and pray for their children
可能从此我跟这个家庭也没再也没机会接触了
And so no longer we have any contact afterwards
但是当这个家庭领受到上帝恩典的时候
When this family receives God's grace
功劳是你的
The credit is yours
所以求主帮助我们把握上帝在我们周遭制造的机会
And so really treasure the opportunity we have in our life
让他来认识基督徒
And so we get a chance to know Christians
让他有机会认识耶稣
And so others can really know Jesus
下个礼拜是我们农历年的特别主日。
So next week is the Chinese New Year worship service.
这就是一个机会。
And this will be the opportunity.
我们可以邀请那些认识的还没信耶稣的人。
And we can really invite the people who are not a Christian yet.
可以一起来庆祝农历年。
And to celebrate Chinese New Year together.
可能我们只做这样的一个动作。
Maybe we just do the invitation.
但在以后将来，如果他信了耶稣
，But one day we then become a Christian.
上帝纪念你所做的。
And
God
remember what you have done.
所以我们要为我们想要邀请的人祷告。
Let's pray for the people who we want to invite.
我们是不是看重上帝所看重的
？Do we really care what God values?
做上帝所喜欢的事。
And do things that He please Him.
盼望我们每一个人都能够像这四个门徒一样回应耶稣的呼召。
So let's just be like those four disciples that respond God's calling.
跟随主的脚步。
And follow him.
成为得人如鱼的门徒。
And to be go out to fish for people.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.
主耶稣，谢谢你先把恩典赐给我。
Dear Jesus, we want to thank you. You have already given so much blessing to us.
我们可以罪得赦免，蒙恩得救。
So our sin has been forgiven, and we receive your salvation.
我们在平常生活也继续领受你的恩典。
We continue to receive blessing daily.
但是我们知道
，But we know,
你不只是希望这样而已。
That you only want us to do that.
你也希望我们把这样的恩典分享给别人。
You want us to share the blessing with other people.
求你使用我们这一生剩下的年日
Continue to use us that whatever the time we have
成为得人的渔夫
And we become a fisherman
我们这样交托祷告
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ
奉耶稣的名
In Jesus' name
Amen
Amen